Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Samach Dalar and Aleph teaches us that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah was successful in their tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to destroy the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara continues, Amri, the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah said, Hoyl Veis Rotzen Hu, since we see now is a time that our tefillahs are being answered, let us also daven to Hashem to destroy the Yetzer Hara for Arayas. Boy Rachme, so they daven, Vimsa Biyade, and indeed that Yetzer Hara was given over to them. Says the Gemara Chavshua Tloysi Yomei. They had him, that Yetzer Hara, locked up for 3 days. But says the Gemara, because that Yetzer was now no longer active, because that Yetzer was no longer active, there was no relationships going on in the world. In a boy base Vesyoima, and they tried to find a fresh egg, L'chayla, for somebody who was sick and needed to eat that, for L'ashkechu, and they couldn't find one. Amr Heichenavit. So now they had a question. What should we do? Niboy Palga, should we ask Hashem just to take away half of the Yetzer Hara? That means of the Sarayas, that only where it's permitted should somebody have the interest in having relations. But any forbidden relationship, there should be no Yetzer Hara for. Says the Gemara, that wasn't an option. Because Palga Meriki Lo Yavi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do things halfway. Either it is going to exist or it's not going to exist. So what the Gemara said is, that much they accomplished, kichlinu la'ine, they poked his eyes, ahanibe, and it worked like igre inish b'kuvase, that people don't have a desire to have forbidden relationships with their relatives. And this Gemara is the basis for a very important discussion amongst the Paiskim regarding a question that comes up. We all know, the Gemara mentions it many, many different places around in Shas, that Gershon is Gai Kekotin Shinoi L'Dami. That when somebody becomes a Ger, halachically he's considered like a newborn individual. And the question that comes up, that what happens if you have a family that's all Megayer together, and normally, as the Shulchan Aruch in Evan Ezer, Simon Chaf Beis, Sif Aleph teaches us, there's no question, there's no issue of Yichud between a mother and a son, a father and a daughter. But now, if Gershon is Gai Kekotin Shinoi L'Dami, this father and daughter, this mother and son, are not related. So do we have a problem of Yichud between these individuals? So the Paiskim, as I said, discussed this question. The Shas of Tshuvas B'Tzela Chochma, Chelik Dalid, Simen Yud Dalid, has a lengthy Tshuva regarding this issue. He quotes a Maral in the Sefer Gur Aryeh that we know that the Avos were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, and when they were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, now they all became like Gerim. Where the Halach is, Gershon is Gayer, Kekotin Shanoi L'Dami. And therefore, Yaakov was allowed to marry two sisters. Amram was allowed to marry his aunt. Yehuda was allowed to marry Tamar, his daughter-in-law. And that's why there was no issue, because they were all Gerim. And Gershon's got the cotton schneider dummy, and they weren't considered related. So he says, if so, then all of the people who Makabal the Torah became Gerim at Kabbalah's Torah. In fact, many, if not most, of the halachas of Geiris are learned from what happened at Har Sinai at Kabbalah Satayra. And therefore the question arises that why weren't all of those individuals allowed to marry their relatives? So the Maral says a chiddush. This concept of Gershon's Gai Kekotin Shinoi L'Domi is only when somebody voluntarily became a ger. The Klal Yisrael who left Mitzrayim, who were obligated to receive the Torah, as the famous Gemara says, Mikan Moidor Rabba L'Raisa, Klal Yisrael could have had a fair claim if they don't follow the Torah, because Kofalei Mahakigigas, they were forced to receive the Torah. And says the Maral that in that situation, that's not such a ger is ger. We don't say ger shnez gaya kikot nishanel adamim. The question therefore is, maybe if a family, the Betzel Chochma wants to suggest, according to this Maral, became Gerim, and it's the parents who became Gerim, and they have children who are Ketanim, maybe we shouldn't say on those Ketanim, Gershon is Gai Kekotin Shinoi L'Domi. Why? Because they didn't become Gerim from their free will. They became Gerim because they're part of their family who are now became Gerim. But he proves that that isn't the case. He proves that that isn't the case. He proves that even under such a case situation, we still say Gershon is Gai Kekotin Shinoi L'Domi. And therefore, he also makes a very strong point. He says that even if we'll say that the Kotan or the Ktana who became Gerim as part of their family with their parents who became Gerim, we won't say Gershon's Gai Kotan Shinoi L'Domi on them because they didn't voluntarily become Gerim, their Ktanim, but the parents voluntarily became Gerim. And therefore, he says, when does the Maral say his chiddush? He only says his chiddush when everybody that we're discussing became gerim by, they were forced to become gerim. But in a case where it's only the children that were, so to speak, forced, but not the parents, so even if we'll say the children are related to the parents, the parents are still Gershon's Gai Kekotin Shinoi L'Domi, and we can't use this concept. Moreover, he says, when does the Maral say this concept that we don't say Gershon's Gai Kekotin Shinoi L'Domi on the Yotzei Mitzrayim? That was in a case of the Yotzei Mitzrayim, who lived until that time a life where they didn't follow any Torah mitzvahs. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced them to keep the Torah, that's considered a geiris mitoich oinus. But in a situation where parents are becoming geirim, and they realize that that's the better life for them and their children, to live a life as Jews, one can't say that that is considered a situation of oinus, even for the Kotan and the Ktana. One can't say that the children were forced to become gerim. On the contrary, it's a schus for them to become gerim. And in fact, he quotes a chesam sofer in the Tshuvas, Chelik Yerideya, in Simen Resh Nun Gimel, that says that if somebody became ger together with his parents, very bechiddush, The Gemara Masechet Ksubis says that if somebody is Megayer a Ger Katan, if somebody is Megayer a child, Hidilu, when they become adults, Yechayim Limchos, they could say, we're now willing to accept the Gers. Says the Chasam Sofer, that's only in a situation where the child became a Ger on his own, not together with his parents. But in a situation where the child became a Ger together with his parents, says the Chasam Sofer, a very bichidish, that's considered a situation of schus, and since that's considered a situation of schus, we don't say that he could be moicha. And he says that not only if the child became a ger with both of his parents is it considered a schus, even the child became a ger just with one of his parents, is it considered a schus? He continues the Shalos HaTshuvos B'Tzeil HaChochma, quoting a Gemara in Masech Yevam Staf Tzadik Ches Amar Aleph, and I specifically mentioned the Suraya that the B'Tzeil HaChochma discusses, because we just had this same Gemara here in Masech the Sanhedrin on Daf Nun Zayin. The Gemara discusses about a Ger Shayulei Dosa B'Kedusha V'Rosa Shaloi B'Kedusha. When he was born, his mother was already a Geyorus, but when he was conceived, his mother was not yet Jewish. And the Brisa says, Yesh lo sheir aim, the relatives he has, his maternal relatives are considered relatives, vein lo sheir av, but his paternal relatives are not considered relatives. And the Brisa continues, Ketzad, nosa choysim an aim, if he married a sister, who he and the sister have the same mother, Dalach is Yotzi. And Rashi explains, Shenolda b'yoysay v'eretz kechavim, the sister was born as a non-Jew, even though the sister is not related to him at all, because Gershon is gai kekotn shenoy l'dami. Chazal made a gzeri, he can't marry that sister, because he may come to marry a sister who was born after he was born, because that sister will be considered his full-fledged sister. So what do we see from here, says the Tzeil HaChochma, that a nochris that was megayer when she is muberis and has a child after she became a geyeris, that child is considered her full-fledged son. And if afterwards she'll have a daughter, that son and daughter are considered full-fledged brother or sister who, chas v'shalom, if they have relations, have a chiyuv karis. And we don't say that the child who is only a ger because his mother became a geyeris is kekatan shenoylid. He does say that not everybody, so we see that we don't necessarily say gerishin is gai kekotn shenoyla dami by every situation of geirus. He does say that the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Yerideya, Simen Reish Samach Tes Sif Dalet, Shnei Achim Tumim, two twin brothers, Shoshu Herosh Shloi B'Kedushin, they were conceived when the mother wasn't Jewish, V'Leidos M'Kedushin, when they were born when they were Jewish, and they get married afterwards, there would be an Isra Eishas Och. And the Shach explains that this is halacha strictly by twins. So it seems that the Shach holds that a Nochris, that's Mizgayer, is considered not full-fledged son. And therefore, even if she'll have a sister that will be born afterwards, who was Harasa V'Leidosa B'Kedushin, there would not be a Chiv Karis, because we're going to say that the first son who was born, Harasa Shloi B'Kedusha V'Leidosa B'Kedusha, is going to be Kekotan Shenoylid and doesn't have relations. So it's actually a question. How far and when do we say the concept of Gershon's guy Kekotan Shenoylid Dami? But then he introduces a new fact, which many poskim, as we will see, discuss it. He says that this yichud is because we're concerned that if these people, this male and female, will be left secluded alone, they may come to do an aveira. So, since, he says, there is no desire, there is no taiva between a parent and their child, there should be no is yichud. So he says that this really touches on a much more fundamental issue. Is the issa yichud an issa deraisa, or is the issa yichud an issa derabbanan? If we learn issa yichud and issa deraisa, so he says we have no right to say tam the crow. Once the Torah says there's an issa yichud, yes, we all understand why the Torah says there's an issa yichud. But the reality is that if there's an issa yichud, the issa yichud exists no matter what we say. And therefore it should be also. But therefore he says, in a situation, however, where the issa yichud will only be an issa drabonon, for example, one man with two women, or yichud with a pnuya, with a single person, with a single woman, where it's an iser derabbanan, he will be more lenient. So he, la'aloch l'maisa, takes a strict approach and says, la'aloch l'maisa, that a katna ketana that became gerim together with the parents, we don't consider the gerus a gerus onus, that we should hold Gershon's guy, we should hold that here Gershon's guy, Cotton Chanel Dummy doesn't apply. It certainly does apply. Furthermore, as we discussed, a ger, Sheros of Shloib Kedusha, when he was conceived, his mother was not just Jewish. Vile Dosa Kedusha, there we don't necessarily say Cotton Chanel. That's a machloikis, and there's a difference between relatives from the mother's side and relatives from the father's side. But he therefore says, we do have to hold that yichud between a family of gerim, even between parents and the children, is asur, unless it will be in a situation of yichud rabbanan. And he also has one other interesting kula. He says if a Jew unfortunately married a non-Jewish woman and they had a daughter, and then after the daughter was born the mother and the daughter were megayir, so he says there he'll be Makel, and he'll say that there won't be a problem of yichud, there won't be a problem of yichud between that father and that daughter.